About 7 years ago, I was at a Macy's at the Carousel Center in Syracuse, New York, and I went up to the escalator, and I ended up on a landing where there was a baking display. I was looking at these really fanciful ceramic pie plates with birds and flowers, you know, sculpted onto the sides, and this woman saw me. I had a rather unfortunate facial hair at the time and a beat-up leather jacket. And I clearly wasn't the target demographic for these pie plates. And she came up to me and said, "Can I help you?" She asked me, "Do you make pie?" Do I make pie? I make a lot of pie. But she said, "Do you make pie?" And I said, "Yes, I make apple pies." And then she asked me a question. "What kind of apples do you use?" At the time, I hadn't really thought of that question. I had driven through the town of Cortland, New York to get there that day, so I said Cortlands without realizing that Cortlands would actually pretty much turn into applesauce as soon as you bake them into a pie. But I now ask that question whenever I encounter a new apple pie. Say, "What kind of apples do you use?" Because it didn't occur to me at that time that you use specific varieties of fruit or vegetables for a specific end purpose. There's a reason why in grapes we use Pinot Noir for wine and Thompson Seedless for raisins. There's a reason why in dairy or cows we use Angus for our beef and Montbéliard for brie cheese. The same is true for apples. And I was working in Europe for a couple years in the hard cider industry, and I came back to North America, and I was pretty dismayed by seeing cider producers using Gallas and Fujis that were picked over from, you know, the small fruit that they couldn't sell in the fresh market. They were using the wrong fruit because it was accessible. In my research, what we're doing is trying to understand which fruit is going to do the best in Ontario for hard cider production. We have 30 varieties that we're testing out and giving advice to the growers in Ontario who want to make cider. So I'm able to tell them Pinot Rouge has a great polyphenol profile, but it flowers too early and is going to have all of its flowers frosted off. I'm able to say Breakwell Seedling has great acidity and it's going to do great in a cider, or that Bramley Seedling has an abundant crop every single year. It also makes a really great pie, by the way. There's a lot that goes into this study, but ultimately, this is a widely applicable idea. If you want to grow a product, think about the end consumer in mind. Thank you.